Late last week, the Siskiyou County Sheriff's Office and the District Attorney's Office announced they'd assisted investigators from the state in checking out alleged voter fraud. The release didn't say what the alleged violations involved or if any instances of voter fraud were found. But now, local activists say sheriff's deputies armed with military-style weapons used the investigation to intimidate residents from the Hmong ethnic community in an effort to discourage them from voting. Andy Fuso is with the Siskiyou Forward Movement.
This is a community of people who have been in the United States for many, many years. They fought alongside the U.S. in the Vietnam conflict. So it's not a question of illegals voting. It's really having targeted a certain ethnic group.
The Reading Record Searchlight reports the State Attorney General's Office and the American Civil Liberties Union sent representatives to Siskiyou County in response to multiple reports of voter intimidation by county officials. Sheriff John Lopey calls the accusations erroneous and unfounded.
When San Francisco attorneys and the ACLU start getting involved in the county business and then start making accusations when they don't even have the facts, I think it's just unwarranted. And I think it's unethical as well.
Lopey says he suspects the accusations came from marijuana proponents trying to discredit his county's law enforcement efforts. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.